Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. Well, valley snow this week is looking increasingly unlikely as a pair of cutoff lows have trended further south over the past few days, limiting impacts to the Beehive State and keeping things a bit too warm. For tonight, the first of those cutoff systems will continue its trek across Arizona towards New Mexico, providing some instability back home here in Utah. Patchy valley sprinkles and some mountain snow, though with most of the impacts in the higher elevations of southern and central Utah. Overnight lows in the low 30s in the far north, mid to upper 40s for the Wasatch Front, and right around 50 for St. George. By tomorrow, lingering patches of valley rain and mountain snow should persist. Daytime highs tapping out around 50 for most of northern Utah, and mid 50s down south. Come Friday, a bit more valley rain and mountain snow, mostly in the morning and favoring the far north and far southern parts of the state. We should be clearing up after that, as this first system continues its trek eastwards. By the weekend, it should be fairly calm across the state this Saturday, with the second cutoff system making its presence known early Sunday morning with valley rain and mountain snow. Expect most of the impacts to be felt down in southern Utah. Past that, a lot of uncertainty through next week, but we should have another couple chances to get some valley snow. It's bound to happen eventually, I think. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.